Pamela Hupp seemed like an ordinary woman living in a quiet neighborhood in Missouri. But beneath her friendly exterior lay a chilling manipulation that would lead to multiple murders. Her personality bore the hallmarks of the dark triad: narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. These traits allowed her to deceive everyone around her, including law enforcement and the legal system. On August 16, 2016, her calm voice filled the 911 operator's ears as she reported a shocking event. Pamela claimed she had killed Louis Gumpenberger, a man with a brain injury that limited his mental capacity. The call raised immediate questions, especially as details began to emerge suggesting it had been staged. Her demeanor during the call was icy, revealing little about the alleged crime. Detectives quickly found themselves on a twisted path. During their interrogation, Pamela appeared rehearsed, her responses calculating. She deflected suspicion with ease, manipulating the conversation to paint herself as a victim rather than a perpetrator. Each question seemed to fuel her confidence rather than evoke genuine emotion. But Pamela's web of deception stretched back further, entwining her with Betsy Faria, a close friend battling breast cancer. Betsy had named Pamela as the sole beneficiary of her life insurance policy, a detail that would become crucial in the investigation following Betsy's brutal murder. The aftermath left her husband, Russ Faria, wrongfully convicted of the crime, despite having a solid alibi. As the case unraveled, the inconsistencies in Pamela's story became glaringly obvious. Each revelation cast doubt on her innocence and illuminated how her manipulative nature had led to devastating consequences. It was a calculated game for Pamela, one where the lives of those around her were mere pawns. The tension mounted as the investigation progressed, exposing the dark depths of Pamela's character. Her cold ruthlessness left a trail of victims and shattered lives in its wake. Each turn in the case invited scrutiny of her actions, showcasing a master manipulator who exploited her friendships for gain. This harrowing tale serves as a stark reminder of the dangers of manipulation, revealing how one individual's actions can ripple through the lives of many, forever altering their fates. As detectives delved deeper into the investigation, they compiled a timeline of events leading up to the murder of Louis Gumpenberger. Pamela's past came into sharp focus. They learned about her relationship with Betsy Faria, the woman she claimed to have been a loyal friend to. Betsy had trusted Pamela, naming her as the beneficiary of a substantial life insurance policy. That trust turned into a potential motive for murder. On January 4, 2011, Betsy was found brutally murdered in her home. Her husband, Russ Faria, discovered the scene and immediately became a suspect in the eyes of law enforcement. Despite having an alibi, he was arrested and convicted, largely based on circumstantial evidence and Pamela's deceitful testimonies. The case was a nightmare for Russ, who had to endure the pain of losing his wife while fighting against accusations that would lead to his wrongful conviction. With Betsy's murder and Russ's conviction, Pamela's actions took on a more sinister light. Investigators began to wonder if Pamela had orchestrated the murder to reap financial benefits, casting a long shadow over her claims of innocence. Questions around her credibility intensified, especially as they scrutinized her 911 call regarding Gumpenberger. On the morning of August 16, 2016, Pamela had called 911 to report the shooting. As emergency responders arrived, Pamela remained calm, almost too calm. Her narrative seemed rehearsed. She claimed that Gumpenberger had attacked her. However, key details began to unravel. Neighbors reported hearing raised voices, not the sound of a struggle Pamela had described. The timeline sketch painted a different picture of events. Days later, the investigation revealed Gumpenberger's background. He had suffered a serious brain injury that affected his mental capabilities. This prompted further examination into why Pamela would target an unsuspecting man who posed no real threat to her. Was it a desperate attempt to deflect attention from her previous crimes? Or was she simply continuing her manipulation? As the investigation unfolded, Pamela's web of lies seemed to tighten around her. Detectives began to connect dots that pointed back to her. Interviews with friends and family revealed inconsistencies in her character. Those close to her described a woman who was controlling and self-serving, hardly the devoted friend she portrayed herself to be. The stakes grew higher as the evidence against her mounted. Pamela faced the prospect of being unmasked, but her chilling ability to manipulate would not go down without a fight. Would investigators finally bring her to justice, or would her calculated facade hold steady? Tension gripped the unfolding drama, leaving everyone questioning how far she would go to maintain her freedom. On January 24, 2020, a jury found Pamela Hupp guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Louis Gumpenberger. The trial revealed the full extent of her manipulations. Testimonies from friends and experts painted a chilling picture of a woman who wielded her relationships like weapons. Each witness underscored her ability to bend the truth to her advantage, revealing how her past had always been a facade. As the verdict was read, the courtroom was filled with mixed emotions. Louis's family finally felt a sense of closure. They had waited years for justice, enduring the pain of losing a son and brother to a woman driven by greed and deceit. For them, this was a long overdue victory, but it was also a reminder of the fragility of trust. They realized that the person they thought could be a friend had played a tragic role in their lives. The fallout from the trial rippled through the community. News coverage reignited interest in Betsy Furia's murder. As Pamela's crimes were scrutinized, attention turned to Russ Furia, who had been wrongfully convicted years earlier. His battle for justice had taken an extraordinary toll on him, but the truth about Betsy's murder began to surface. With Pamela's conviction, Russ's name was cleared. He found some solace in knowing he could finally reclaim his life, even as the scars of his wrongful conviction remained. In the midst of this chaos, Pamela appeared unfazed. She maintained a demeanor of confidence, even as evidence mounted against her. Throughout the trial, she projected an air of disbelief, almost as if she couldn't grasp the reality of her situation. Her manipulation had served her well for years, and even now, she struggled to accept the consequences of her actions. Pamela was ultimately sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. As she was led away, the weight of her choices settled in. The lives she had destroyed would never be the same. Families were shattered, and trust had been irrevocably broken. The legacy of her deceit loomed over the community, serving as a cautionary tale. It was a painful reminder of how manipulation can distort relationships and lead to tragic outcomes. In the end, justice was served, but it exposed a harsh truth. One person's darkness can cast a long shadow, altering countless lives in its wake. Those who had suffered learned to rebuild, piecing together their lives from the wreckage left by Pamela Hupp's cold ambition.